The for-profit college, the University of Phoenix, has been raising a lot of eyebrows with an ad that is meant to inspire, but so far it's inspired mostly anger on social media. This ad depicts working-class Americans heroically juggling job and family while also getting an education, and it's set to this tune.
So my kids don't have to forage, got two jobs to pay a mortgage, and I've also got a brain.
Okay, that's an ad for the University of Phoenix that has been angering a lot of people on social media. And I'm with Anya Kamenetz from the NPR Ed team, who's been covering the for-profit college system for some time now. Hi, Anya.
Hi, David.
That ad, you hear it. I mean, it comes to the end. You see on the screen, it says, "We rise." Why are people so angry when they find out that it's for the University of Phoenix?
You know, I think it really points up to the moment of time that we're in. The for-profit industry expanded really strongly throughout the first decade, the 2000s, and now there is a real contraction going on. The Obama administration has been engaging in an escalating series of actions at the state level and the federal levels to try to rein in those particular colleges that are making misleading promises and doing a lousy job graduating students. Let's stipulate that not every for-profit college or degree program is a bad deal for students, mm-hmm. but in an ad like this, there's an implicit promise that for hardworking people that they're going to get a better future. And a lot of these institutions are being investigated and in some cases being prosecuted for making fraudulent claims, for deceptive advertising, for misleading people about what they're standing to gain from a for-profit college degree.
As I understand, I mean, people are actually going to jail now from some of these schools.
Yeah, this really is a new one. So right now, the biggest case in terms of the severity of the charges is that of Alejandro Moore, who's the founder of a college called Fast Train, which had several campuses in South Florida. And he was just sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for fraud.
8 years? I mean, that's quite a sentence.
Yeah. So court papers say that Fast Train, which closed down in 2012, engaged in a lot of deceptive advertising, really intense pressure tactics. There are allegations that they hired former strippers to recruit for the school. And to top it all off, they enrolled people who weren't qualified to go to college. In fact, they enrolled over 1,000 students without high school diplomas.
You know, you raised an important point at the beginning of this conversation, which is that not all schools are doing something wrong necessarily. I mean, probably these schools have given a lot of opportunities for people who have other jobs that don't have time to get an education. If the Obama administration is really going after these schools, I mean, what impact will this have on students?
Well, that's a really important question, David. And, you know, it's tricky. For the people who actually enrolled and paid for classes at some of these institutions that have been shut down, they're out a lot of time, they're out a lot of money, and they haven't advanced at all in their education. And very few of these students have seen their loans forgiven by the Department of Education or anyone else.
So we're talking about students who are going to school. The school is shut down because of these charges. And, I mean, they're out money. They don't get the loans forgiven at all.
They're still on the hook for those loans. And, by the way, they owe the loans to the federal government. So the same agency that is investigating, in some cases prosecuting these colleges, is not offering relief to the students. In fact, they're saying, you know, we're still going to collect these loans. You might be able to go through an onerous process with a lot of red tape to get the loans forgiven.
Anya, thanks a lot.
Thanks, David.
That's Anya Kamenetz from NPR's Ed team.